we're going to start the hour today in Afghanistan, where the U.S. is planning to cut the number of its remaining forces in half by the year's end. Is that the right strategy? That question loomed large during the new Defense Secretary Ashton Carter's first overseas trip. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, Carter kicked off the new job with an unannounced trip to Afghanistan this weekend.
Many Afghans worry that the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan is happening too fast.
President Obama is the first commander-in-chief in history of humankind, probably, that decides to end the war by calendar. The war is finished on the battlegrounds, not by prior calendars.
That's Dawood Meridian from the Afghan Institute for Strategic Studies. And the U.S. is having second thoughts about the drawdown. That much was clear when Defense Secretary Carter spoke at a press conference in Kabul Saturday alongside Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani.
President Obama is considering a number of options to reinforce our support for President Ghani's security strategy, including possible changes to the timeline for our drawdown of U.S. troops.
The current plan is to roughly halve the 10,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan this year and pull the rest out in 2016. Whether this is slowed down will partly depend on Afghanistan's security forces. Carter today visited a military base in Kandahar and met American soldiers training the Afghan army. He praised their work, saying Afghan forces are now strong and stand a chance of prevailing long term over the Taliban. Last year, though, the Afghan police and army suffered their heaviest losses to date, mostly from their main enemy, the Taliban. UN figures show there were also some 10,500 civilian deaths and injuries, up by nearly a quarter on the year before. Meridian of the Afghan Institute for Strategic Studies worries about the repetition of the geopolitical meltdown that followed the U.S. departure from Iraq.
The situation in the Middle East is a very vivid example of the price of a premature disengagement from a conflict.
Amid the anxiety, there are glimmers of hope. Reports are flying around the region of moves to restart peace talks called off by the Taliban 3 years ago. These reports persist despite official denials. Afghanistan's President Ghani fueled hopes this weekend, saying prospects for peace are better than they've been in decades. Even so, there is a long way to go.
It's very, very, very hard.
That's political analyst and journalist Abdul Wahid Wafa.
We don't have a consensus inside Afghanistan over accepting a negotiation with the Taliban and with the Pakistanis.
The people of Kabul have learned not to raise their expectations. Gul Mohammed Saki's been polishing shoes here on the sidewalk for decades. He's seen his city changed by war. Money's poured in, sprouting apartment blocks, malls, and monster traffic jams. Offices and hotels have been turned into forts, guarded by men with Kalashnikovs. Saki's pretty sure Afghanistan's conflict's not over, whether American forces stay on for longer or not. Saki says Afghans are often told there'll be peace, but it never happens. You see, in Afghanistan, he says, your enemy never becomes your friend. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.